Local history can often be light. Fun facts, trivia, that time Abraham Lincoln did that thing, how the early settlers survived without iPhones. But the dark can also be very illuminating. That's what visitors will learn at a new exhibit opening Saturday at the McLean County Museum of History. It's called Challenges, Choices, and Change, A Community in Conflict. In this interview with WGLT's Ryan Denham, curator Susan Hartzell says the museum needed to address some of the less positive episodes in our history.
Because those events in our history represent a lot of what has happened in our community and can really inform people of the differences people had. And those are stories that are as important to tell as the stories of, you know, what we felt positive about within our community. It can be really informative.
These difficult moments, has the museum not done enough of that in the past?
We've tried to in past. So, for example, A Community in Conflict is a series of exhibits that we've been developing, and this is the last one. And we have addressed conflict, a couple issues in the Working for a Living exhibit, but we've never really taken a direct look at just that topic. This exhibit is about cultural diversity and power and how individuals and groups have behaved towards each other when they did not see eye to eye, and about how who has the power plays into the outcomes of these conflicts. And by looking into this, it will really inform us more about how we treated each other in the past, how things have changed or maybe have not changed so much. And I think there are stories that are really important to share. And a lot of the stories that we're sharing here are ones that people haven't heard before.
Yeah. What are some examples of these kind of big moments of conflict in McLean County's history that the exhibit will get into?
One of my favorite stories is the story of the Reverend Levi Spencer, who came to Bloomington in 1844 to become the minister of the Congregational Church. And he came to Bloomington in a time where most of our citizens were from the South. And when they migrated here, they came with their cultural beliefs. And generally speaking, many of them believed that slavery was a necessity for the economic success in the South. And along with that belief, they often believed as well that African Americans were property, not humans. So when Levi Spencer came to town, he started the first abolition society. He was very much anti-slavery. And the reaction in the community was not especially good. This included prominent people within the community. A specific person that was involved in this story is Ashel Gridley. Ashel Gridley at one point offered publicly $100 to anybody that would tar and feather Levi Spencer and push him out of town. Spencer's home was attacked with eggs, and as it got dark that evening, they began to throw bricks as well. So can you imagine the fear and terror that he felt while this was happening? And when he was being harassed and the other members of his group were being harassed? So how did they get away with this? Who had the power? So in this particular story, it's important to understand that there was a majority in the community, and they were represented by leaders in the community, members of the leaders in the local churches, as well as police officers. So they got away with it because they represented that majority. Spencer eventually left town because he didn't want to deal with the fear of the situation.